Now, apparently, our correspondent, who has totally let us down, Carl from New Hampshire. Where the hell are you now, Carl?
Jim and Marjorie, Carl's on, reporting live, WTKK. Porta Potty Cop 51 on site.
51. Wait, 51 for how many people are running, like 25,000?
This is huge, and I'm standing here with a Mr. Harrison Grayson here to run the race from Washington, D.C. He's not a Kenyan, Jim, but I say he's about as close as I can come. You're not a Kenyan, am I right? First time, Harrison?
Yes, this is my first time running the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
Wait a second. Are you talking, Harrison, can we talk?
Is he in line at the porta potty?
No, he's not in the porta potty, Marty. We're outside, and Harrison is getting to see the over to the starting line.
Now, Carl, what exactly, set the scene. If you're a real reporter, you sort of set the scene. Are there long lines for the porta potties?
The porta potty situation, as I said, is fine. It's a beautiful day. We're standing in the park here. There's vendors. There's media. There's thousands and thousands of people. The weather's beautiful. And I wanted to have you talk to Harrison. This is his first time running a marathon. He's up from D.C.
Give him the phone. Hey, Harrison.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How you doing? Why? This is your first time. How old are you?
I'm 58.
58?
Wow.
And how are you? Have you been training for this thing? What's the deal, Harrison?
I have completed 7 marathons, and the last one that I completed was back in 2009, the Marine Corps Marathon, and I qualified to run the Boston from there.
So wow. You're like a big-time jock, or what are you?
Yes, he is.
Say again?
Are you like a big athlete kind of thing? What's your deal?
No, I did 21 years. I did 20 years in the military. I retired from the military. I just enjoy staying in shape. I'm addicted to running. I love running. And I love running marathons.
Now, Carl, what do you do for... I mean, Carl, the Carl's our correspondent.
He's retired from the military.
Harrison, what do you... No, I know, but are you retired now or are you doing other work?
No, I work for the government printing office in Washington, D.C.
So did you, like, do this to get in shape in your middle years? Or what's the deal with you, Harrison?
Once I retired, I had a cousin of mine that was in the military. She got out, and she was training for a marathon, so she asked me to run with her. And at that point, I was only running up to about 4 miles. And from 4 miles, I started running 10 miles. And from there, I signed up for Army 10 miles and Cherry Blossom. Then a year later, she convinced me to do a Marine Corps marathon.
Now, Harrison, let me just ask you a question here. We looked at the results of the marathon last year, and we're in downtown Boston, so we're near the finish line. 9 out of the top 10 finishers in the men's side were from Ethiopia or Kenya. 4 of the 5 top women were from Ethiopia or Kenya. Are you willing on our behalf to trip a Kenyan so we have a chance to have either you or some other American finish in the top 10?
Yes.
You will. Fine.
Thank you, Harrison.
Hey, Harrison, good luck to you.
Can I just jump in here, quick? And Harrison, I hope you know that, like, the media, entertainment, and all the banks, the Jews have a stronghold over the marathon.
They do?
Right, yeah.
How many Jews have you spoken to?
Good luck, brother. Thank you for your service.
Good luck, brother. What are you calling all black people, brother?
Carl, have you interviewed...
Survival for me here.
Hold on. Have you interviewed many Jews in the Athletes' Village?
Exactly.
I haven't been... I guess I'm in the Athletes' Village.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Now, Carl.
Sure where I am.
Carl, it's good to know where you are when you're reporting
he
live.
He doesn't know where he is.
Carl, can you do us a favor?
Sure.
Can you try to find a Jew? And as soon as you find a Jew running the marathon, can you call us back?
I'll find a Jew.
Thank
okay,
you.
Sure. Well, I'll call you back by Thursday, probably.
Carl.
We'll talk to you soon.
Carl, hold on for 1 second, Carl. What are you wearing for marathon day?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked because I had fully intended to run, and then I realized when I got here I forgot my sneakers.
Oh, wow.
I'm wearing like these moccasins with white socks. I look like a Jimmy Dean throwback down here.
Thank you.
Okay,
Carl, thank you.
Thank you very much, Carl, for that wonderful report. Carl, you're doing a wonderful job. Don't listen to Jim. He's just jealous.